Hey, I'm Stefan Thomas, and this is the Networking Retreat audio show. Recently, a load of you have asked me about your 40 or 60 second introduction. In fact, there was a thread on the Networking Retreat app. Little tangent here, if you don't have the Networking Retreat app, then go and grab it. Just search the Networking Retreat on the app stores. That was the end of that commercial break. But there was a thread on the Networking Retreat app where I talked about some forthcoming plans. And one of the things that people really said they wanted was help with their 40 or 60 second introduction, which is not an elevator pitch. And if you know me, you'll know absolutely that that isn't the case. What I've done, I've put together a compilation of my best bits from over the years, training sessions that I've done for other people, me talking about the networking introduction, and I've put them together into about 10 minutes in this podcast episode. So it's a load of training on how to deliver your 40 or 60 second introduction, which I really hope is useful to you. And as you'll find out later, it's perfectly okay to occasionally fluff your lines. Before we get started, I'm going to go back to a presentation which I did on stage at Wes Linden's kickoff event in front of a couple of thousand people a few years ago, when I talked about my first experience of networking and someone else's 60 second introduction. I really hope your first experience isn't or wasn't like mine, and I really hope this little lot is useful to you. Enjoy.
And the very worst thing happened, because I'm sat there, I'm enjoying myself, I'm chatting, and then they introduced something called the 60-second round. You all know about the 60-second round at networking events? No one told me in advance. You know in business you have to get out of your comfort zone. My comfort zone is not speaking in front of groups of people. And in 2005, it very definitely wasn't what I wanted to do. It wasn't what I was prepared for. And all of a sudden, Sharon, who had invited me, she was invited to stand up and present her business. And I don't remember what Sharon said, but what I do remember is that Sharon suddenly became this incredible presenter. She was really energetic. She was absolutely word perfect. She knew how to describe her business in 60 seconds. She used body language to make the points that she wanted to make. And she even remembered to pause. So that those of you who are looking at your phone think you've missed something and you look up. Sharon did all of that in 60 seconds. Sharon sat down, the person next to her stood up, and I stopped listening to what the people in the room were saying. Because instead of listening now, I'm starting to panic. I'm starting to think, is there a way I can get out of this situation? It's really funny. When you talk about that panic, it starts to come back. You get dry-mouthed and everything like that. I was actually panicking. The sensible thing for me to do is to wait my turn, stand up, do my bit, sit back down again, everyone's happy. But what my mind's telling me to do is, shall I get one of the boys has fallen out of a tree. I'll come home straight away. Do I go to the toilet and never come back? I've seen people do it. As it went round the room, the presentations are getting more and more vibrant. People are getting into the in-jokes more. Everyone's getting more and more confident. I'm panicking more. And it gets to Jamie, who sat next to me, and I find out. Because Jamie McIntyre stands up and says, I'm Jamie McIntyre from Abacus Light Bulbs and Batteries. I will beat any price you're paying for your light bulbs and batteries. Tell me what you're paying, and I'll beat that price. In fact, lie to me about what you're paying for your light bulbs and batteries, and I will beat that price too. 2 minutes he kept that up for. That pace, that volume. Jamie sits down, and everyone looks at me and says, oh, follow that then.
The networking events that I go to most often for networking run between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the morning. BNI often runs between 6:45 and 8:45. But it always intrigues me, the people who rush in at the last minute. And it always intrigues me, the people who rush off immediately straight afterwards. And it sort of interests me when people turn up and they don't have their business cards or they don't have the stuff that they meant to have with them. I make the best use of my time by getting to a networking event early. If you think about it, it gives you more chance for those open conversations in the open networking. I also make sure that I plan time in my diary to be able to stay after the end of the networking meeting. Because if someone comes up to you and wants to find out more about what you do, you don't want to have to say to them, I'm sorry, I've got to rush off. You want to be able to give them that time because you might only have that moment with them. And prepare. Make sure before you leave for a networking meeting, you know what you're going to say in your 60 or 40 seconds. Make sure that you've prepared and rehearsed what you're going to say as well. If you have to do it in front of a mirror, do it. I do that before I'm doing any big presentation. I rehearse it a few times. If that's what you need to do, do it so that when you get there, you're prepared, you're rehearsed, you're clear.
For a new visitor, it might seem really daunting standing up in front of a group of people and explaining a little bit about your business, but I really hope with the hints and tips I'm going to give in the next few minutes that you'll know exactly how it works, so that you feel less nervous and you feel very prepared. And everyone in the room stands up and does a 40 seconds. The 40 seconds is your opportunity to start engaging with other people. And I often talk about it as the start of the conversation. Think about your 40 second introduction as giving people enough that they want to find out a little bit more about you. I've got a couple of tips to help you feel a bit more confident. The first one is, if you're at all nervous about what you're going to say, make some notes. It's absolutely fine to have written it out, to have some notes in front of you, to have some notes on the table to help keep you on track. What you don't know watching these videos is that just behind the camera, I've got a set of notes to keep me on track with each of these videos. It's perfectly okay to do that. It's perfectly normal. I've got a real power tip here that I'm going to slot in, however. All of you have got a phone and most of you have got a smartphone. Every one of those devices has got a sound recorder, a voice recorder on it. As well as making notes, think about recording your 40 second introduction into your phone. It will do a couple of things for you. The first thing that it will do is make sure that it is 40 seconds and not 8 minutes. You're laughing, but I've heard someone try to do it. Don't try and cram 8 minutes into 40 seconds. Record it on the phone, listen to it back. You'll get your timings, and also you'll get to hear whether you're using your words, because sometimes when we read out loud, it doesn't sound exactly like us. Prepare your 40 seconds in advance. This is your opportunity to present your business to probably 20 plus business people in the room. So it's important. In another business that I used to advertise in the newspaper. We always used to spend time preparing our advert. I suggest that you spend time preparing your 40 seconds. When it comes to your turn to stand up, do stand up. You project much better, you sound much better if you stand up. And as you stand up, remember to smile. I'm remembering to smile in this video. You look a lot friendlier when you stand up and remember to smile, and you'll feel a lot better about yourself as well. When you do stand up, step away from the chair. Don't lean on the chair. It makes you feel less confident rather than more confident. And think about what you're going to say. I've got a standard 5-step plan that I use with a lot of the people that I talk to help them get into their 40 seconds. You don't have to use this plan. You can vary it, but it might help you just to get started. The first thing that people want to know when you stand up is who you are. So help them. Give them an introduction, who you are and what's your business. Hi, I'm Stefan from No Red Braces. The second thing that you can add is exactly what you do. Explain to people what you do. Think about the terms, but explain to people what it is your business does. It may be we help people pay less tax. It may be we help people put their books together. We help people stay the right side of the HR laws. Whatever it happens to be, think about a way of putting that across that makes sense to other people. You might also want to explain as point three, how you do that. We get people together for interactive workshops to really get their presentation skills right. And point number four, I very often put a client testimonial, what someone else said about me. So I was working with Joe Smith, and he said that after 7 years of working with marketing consultants, we were the first people who really got his message right. And point number five, is actually the same as point number one, because people might not have been listening when you first stood up. They might have been eating their breakfast or panicking about their own 40 seconds. So remind them again who you are and what they need to do next. So I'm Stefan Thomas from No Red Braces. If you want to find out more, ask me for a one-to-one. And you know what? I fluffed my lines a little bit then. It's absolutely to fluff. I'm doing it again. It's absolutely okay to fluff your lines. No one's going to laugh at you, even though you're probably laughing at me.
One of the things that people ask me most often about networking events is what they need to say in their 40 or 60 seconds, particularly to make sure that people remember them. When you go to a networking event, remember that everyone else is there for the sake of their business. their own business. So just broadcasting about your own stuff isn't likely to make you memorable. Think about what's in it for the other guy. Think about what's going to make them prick up their ears and listen to what you've got to say.
I go to a lot of networking events and people often ask me how much detail they should put into their 40 or 60 seconds. I think one of the things that you should really remember is that your 40 or 60 seconds isn't to tell people everything about your business, it's to give them enough that they want to find out more. Sometimes I hear people doing things like putting in prices in there, putting in tariffs in there. That's not what you want to do in the first instance. That's not how you would advertise your business on the television. You'd just put enough out there so that people would pick up the phone or visit your website. At a networking event, just aim to give people enough that they want to find out more. I think it's all done in the best spirit. People want to be transparent. They want to get everything in there, but don't put in so much that people feel that they don't even need to talk to you, that you've already told them everything. Less at networking is often more. One of the things that I spot all the time when I go to networking events is people at the end of their 60 seconds or 40 seconds, they put in a memorable strap line, some sort of memory hook as they've been described, or sometimes people do a poem or something amusing during their 40 or 60 seconds. Now, if you're absolutely sure that that's going to work for you, then go for it. But I have to say, most people aren't absolutely sure. How many weddings have you been to? How many abominable best man speeches have you seen, which they thought was really funny? Memory tags, memory hook lines, whatever they're called at the end of the 60 seconds, I actually don't think work. Make sure that your 60 or 40 seconds is remembered for the right reasons. If all that people remember is the joke that you put in there, the poem that you put in there, or the memory hook that you put in the end, then they're honestly remembering you for the wrong reasons. Get stuff into your 40 or 60 seconds that gets people remembering you for the right reasons.
Thank you so much for listening. I really hope that was useful to you and talking about the 40 or 60 second introduction, because that's one of the biggest questions that I get asked by anyone about networking. Actually, it isn't the most important part of networking, but I completely appreciate why people ask about it, why people think it is. If you've got any more questions, then go and find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or even better, grab the Networking Retreat app, just search the Networking Retreat on the app stores and ask away there. Post your questions and I'll be happy to answer them. That was the Networking Retreat audio show. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was useful and look out for future episodes.